The following is a segment from Real Estate Today.
Welcome back, Pamela. Here we are talking about home security today.
Yes, we are. When you move into a new place, one of the most important first steps, other than cleaning and your special decorating touches, of course, is to ensure your home security. There are more than 2 million burglaries in the U.S. a year, according to the FBI. And did you know that each break-in costs the victim an average of more than $2,000? So it's important to fortify your home in the first weeks you move in for your own sense of security.
The first thing, of course, is get the locks changed.
Exactly, because you never know who had keys to the house before you, right? The dog walkers, the cleaning services, who knows?
What else should you do?
Stand on the street outside your house and ask yourself, does my property look neglected? Are there parts of it that seem hidden or uninhabited? You know, a front door or walkway that's obscured by shrubbery offers crooks the perfect cover they need while they break a door or window to get into your house. So to improve security, you want to trim shrubs away from windows and doors, and if you can, widen your front walks. Especially if you're a gardener, it's a great project for one of the first weekends in a new home to really trim back that greenery and generally neaten up your landscaping. It's a way to make the place more yours.
Yeah, I could not agree more. And you know what I really like outside the house? Motion sensor lighting.
Me too. In fact, we have a bunch of it around our house. You know, simple motion-activated floodlights can cost less than $50 each. They're a great investment, and installing them is an easy DIY job if the wiring is already in place. You should add them, too, on all sides of your house. Also, another good idea related to lighting, get timers for your indoor lights. Home automation systems let you create networks for lighting and appliances that can control everything from your thermostat to your home entertainment center to motion sensor lighting. You can set stuff on timers, or you trigger them from a computer or smartphone, so you can, you know, have your house illuminated when you get home. If you're not going to be home later. You know, turn it on so people don't know you're out. For pricing and products, search motion sensor lighting online, and there's also some information on motion sensor lighting at houselogic.com.
What else?
You know, tour each room in your house and ask yourself, is there anything here that I can move to a safe deposit box, anything that I should move to a safe deposit box? Or consider installing a home safe. It'll cost you around $150 to $500. You want to make sure it's bolted to your basement slab. And it can be a really good repository for items you don't use on a daily basis, but you want to keep safe, and a great place to lock up stuff when you leave on vacation.
Okay, windows. What about windows?
Windows are important. You want to add blocking devices to the most easily accessed windows so they can't be opened from outside. For windows and patio doors that slide, you know, the ones that open horizontally, lay a wooden dowel in the track. That'll help there. For windows that open vertically, have steel locking pins installed. They're inserted in small holes that must be drilled through the frames. Now, if you install a home security system later, the pros will install glass break sensors on your most vulnerable windows. By the way, search security systems at houselogic.com to get an overview of how they work and what you should consider. A good site with useful info about various systems is alarmsystemreviews.com. That's alarmsystemreviews.com. You can find it at houselogic.com. If you decide you want to install an alarm system, set up interviews with companies in your first week in your new home, because you're going to want to talk to more than one, see what they offer, and get good prices so you can compare.
Okay, one of the things that insurance companies always bring up, and frankly most people don't do, is a home inventory.
Yeah, that's an excellent way to prepare in case the worst happens. And what better time to do it than when you're moving, since you're going through all your stuff, when you pack and unpack, it's a great time to do an inventory. Now, we recommend you take a photo or video inventory of items of value in your home, which will really help you should the worst happen and you have to file an insurance claim. Store the file online or in your home safe, but also keep a written inventory with serial numbers, estimated costs, and brand names. It'll come in really handy. Oh, and when you take the video or photos, don't forget to photograph possessions inside drawers, cabinets, closets. If you're doing this not around a move where things are still inside the drawers, cabinets, and closets. And, of course, make sure you tell your homeowner's insurance company about big-ticket items you have in your home, like computers, you know, fancy camera equipment or business equipment that might require a rider or some sort of separate policy. Our homeowner's insurance section at houselogic.com is extensive, so you can find the answers to lots of questions there.
Yeah, you can find a lot of information at www.houselogic.com. Pamela Gertz-Kabati, thank you again. Great job as usual.
Thanks, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.